Okay. So they met Rav Pinchas Bar Ami. Amalu, Rav Pinchas Bar Ami said, neither of you were kind of this boat, because Rav Shmuel, we had a machlekes, between Rav Shmuel and Rav Nachman said that it belongs to the same name unless you grabbed it while the father was still alive. Rav Shmuel said, even after the father died, if the items are found in the Shusha Rabim, then you can be kind of it. And Rabbi Yechiel Shlaki said that even in the Simton, the side street, since it wasn't in a private shush, they can be kind of it. When can you be kind of this boat from the same who Shetzuburi no Menachel Pesach Rabim, the line Shetzuburi Rabim, here's in the ocean and the port, and the port is now Shetzuburi Rabim. Amalhu, they said, Ananam, you think we got this boat from the port? Mecharifusa de Nahara Tafisnu. We grabbed it from the middle of the ocean, so it's like Rosh Hashanah. So they're both fighting. And we were entitled to it. The question is who? The guy who had the sails or the guy who had the oars? Yeah. Also the Kameh de Rav, that came before Rava. Amalhu Rav said, Kaki Chivri, you Vaisik Kachkas. You white geese. Mishal Chiglima de Incha. You're good at taking away somebody's clothes. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, we don't paskin like Rav Shlokirich. We don't even paskin Rav Shmuel. We paskin Rav Nachman, who says that the only time you can grab is if you grab it while the father is still alive. When the father is dead, it automatically belongs to Yisraelim. But who should tafsa mechaim? It's only if you grabbed it while it was still alive. And therefore you have nothing. It goes back to Yisraelim. And you have to prove them, the shvu and everything else, that you're owed the money. Rashi, Mecharifusa de Nor, four lines on the top, Loi Matsa Uno, while we didn't find Las Fasanar by the porch, Kesimta, that's like a side street, Elam Mezeh, Chatfanu, we grabbed it, Shahaya, Melicha, we pirated it. Somebody was actually sailing this ship, the Emsa Hanor, and we grabbed it from him. Shekolas Finis, Hilcha Sham, all the boats go there, Havakish Rabbin. When it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, it's not, but here, I guess as far as Kenyonim is concerned, because so much traffic there in the middle of the ocean or the river, wherever it is, it's like a shusarabim. Kaki.
The thing where you're loading and unloading a boat would be regarded as a shusarabim.
Is that one?
Where you're loading and unloading a boat.
No, that's
a
side.
A private dock.
Yeah, or even not a private dock. It's considered a symptom. It's always a karmel. In Hilchos Shabbos, we treat like a karmel. Shusarabim had a machlekes if it's considered a shusarabim. But this is much less. I guess the laws of Kinyonim, the shusarabim, is different than in Hilchos Shabbos.
In Port Phillip Bay, you can see they have markers. Where is the shipping canal? And he's talking about in the middle where all the ships are going.
We had Rabbi Yechiel and we sit by the mikveh. They asked him how can I sit by the mikveh of Moshim. He said because all the women to be like kaki de chivri, like why he said kachkas. There we think that was some kind of a, I don't know, derogatory thing. Here. Sorry? Yeah, so Gilian Ashas writes here, Kiva Eger, what's the mocker of calling Tamid Chachamim Kaki Chivra? Here we're calling Tamid Chachamim Kaki Chivra, not the women. So he brings over here, Kino Oysa Men Achachmasim, because they were very intelligent. If you see a kachka in your dream, you should imagine that one day you'll become very smart. Dream about kachkas. So, I understand, we're saying it, Kiva Eger says. Rashi says that Alshas Kenim Hoyu. Again, it's to do with men, white beards, and all that. Mashalchi Glim and Inchim, Avshitin Talisa Noshim. Take a look at Talisim.
Also, in other words, because you're wrong, you're not thinking properly. He's contradicted the logic, they're thinking.
Kiveg is saying is it a derogatory? Is it a complimentary?
I think
Rashi?
I think it's a bit of a put down. He's telling
it's
them off.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're old fogies.
Exactly, yeah. It's because you didn't do the right thing.
Okay. Okay, weiter die Gemara, Avimai, Breyer, der Abavu, Avimai, der Son of Abavu, Havi Maske, Bei Zuse, he was owed money, Bei Chazoi, in the city of Chazoi, Shadrinu, Bei Al-Chama, Breyer, der Abavu, he sent in the hand of Chama, the son of Abavu, he said to him, do me a favor, go to that city of Chazoi, collect my money, Ozli went, Parinu, he paid him the money, and then Amalu, he said to the people, Havali, Shtar, give me back now the Shtar Choy, so I can rip it up on behalf of Avimai. Amru later said, hey, one second, the money you just paid us, don't do with that loan. He owed us money from somewhere else. See, Troininu, to another loan altogether. This loan hasn't been paid yet. You're not getting the star back. Also, come Babu, you went to the entire Babu. Amale, he said, Babu said to him, tell me.
It's actually interesting that it's his son of Babu.
Exactly, he went to his father. Amale, he went to Azarov, not as a dying. Islach Sadi de Pratinu. Do you have witnesses at all that witness that you paid him the money? Amalei lo no. Amalei bezei mi gudi yechaylin laim alohi dvar ma'ilam. They could have said, la adam. It never happened. Yechaylin laim shitrayin. You can say shitrayin. In other words, had you had aegis, there's no mi gudi, they would have to give it, they would have to give it a shtar. Otherwise, they have to prove there's another law. And the Tzas in order to show Achrayim talk about this, because is this a case of migul lahaitzi? We know that migul lahaitzi laminin. Here you have a migui, and they took money away, and he because of the migui, he's allowing them to keep the money. Is this called migul lahachzik or migul lahaitzi? Rashi, sitroi, mechazor, and shows money on people, sitroi, mitzaracha, another angle, you know, you should buy milva, we lent the money elsewhere, no, v'shtar, umachmas, oisa milva, nachzik, behem, we're going to hold this money. Now the one has interesting shaila. What about l'inyan shlumi shliach mai? So the shliach messed up. Avimai.
In that case that we just had, in whose hand was the money when it came before?
He already paid it up. He already paid it up. He said, give him the shtar. I said, no, you just paid another loan.
The dispute was about the shtar.
Yeah, they said the shtar hasn't been paid yet. So I went to Avimai, and Avimai said, they have a migui. They could have said that you never paid. So now the shaila came. Does a shliach is a shliach not responsible because he was given a mission? But he was given an objective and he messed up. He should have taken the shtar first before he gave the money, or at least in tandem, instead of paying them and then asking them after for the shtar. What happens? Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Havinan, chazinan." Let's analyze what the instructions were. If he told him clearly, take the shtar, collect the shtar, v'havzuzi then pay, then mishalom. You didn't carry out the instructions. But if he said havzuzi pay v'shkol shtar, take the shtar, then you can say let mishalom. I follow the carry instructions letter. How is Margulahi? Benkachu benkach mishalom. If you're a shliach, you have to think on your feet. Even if he would have told you clearly, take the money and give them the and collect the shtar. Okay, give them money and collect the shtar. What he wanted you to do is clean up the shtar. You should have then asked for the shtar first. The Amalei tells him, "Litkuni shidartich. I sent you to fix things up, but leila afti, not to mess things up." Is he negligent? He gave back the money. Actually, keep him. He should have been careful.
This is like the
shliach,
the woman sent in and
comes to the
body.
Exactly, yeah. And then
so
eat him.
He took the soda, we should have realized he's not saying take the next thing.
That's true, yeah. At least the second time we should have realized.
That's right. Exactly.
At least the second time. Okay, he eats with a woman that was stored by her meloiga, a whole full sack full, the story of shtar contracts. Also, Yoshi Katovale, when their father died, Yoshi came to her and said, give us back all the shtaris. Katovale asked her from her, give it back the shtaris. Amruluhu, she said to them, Mechayim Tafistluhu, they're mine. All these shtaris, these vexlach, your father gave to me.
As a matana while he was alive.
Yeah, that's it. I grabbed it from him, that's it. Why did I grab it? Because he owed me a lot of money, and these shtaris, more or less, balance out. Do you have any witnesses that you actually asked him to pay you back while you're alive, or that he asked you back from you while he was alive, and you said no, I'm not giving it back to you? So we can see that you're a typhus. V'lo yavin that you're refused to give it to him. So that means you were a typhus when he's alive. I'm lelai. Im kain if so, have it tfisa de la chamisa. That means you grabbed it now. We know it was a pekatan, so all along it was by him. Now that you want to keep it against the Yisayimim, he's dead already. And Tfisa Lachamisa is garnish. Rashi, Meloge de Shtari, Tik Moli Shtari, a whole sack full of Shtari. Bechayin de Vizal Bechayiv, Shechayil, he only money exactly, man, kept it. But Tfisa Lachamisa, she calls him, Shechayil, he become Yochim, it was a pekatan. Bahadein Kmenochim, but she'll say, what do you know about a pekatan? It's as if it's still in the owner's house. Vichy Amrin, Tfisa, Mechayim, when do we say grabbing helps? When the guy's alive, Shro, Kod of Lamas, you saw the guy dying, with Tophas, Metalkin, Shechayiv, he went in physically and grabbed Metalkin, to pay up the chayv, the chayv pekod me. It wasn't pekod in the chetchila. So I'm going to write another story. It was a woman. The chayv is shuah bedina.
So he owed her money, and she held a whole lot of ishtolis from other people.
Yeah, but they never. No, but he gave it to her as a pekod. Nothing to do with the chayv. He said, "Can you mind it for me?" That's right. Otherwise, it'd be different. Yeah. There was a woman that somebody claimed money from her, and she was made to mix whatever it is. And she owed a shvuah. Rashi says, "Are you Adam Tovim Mamad Hikafedes?" Because in Gemara Shavuos we learn that there's a thing called Shavuos Heses. If I ask you for $100, you say you owe me nothing. So even though the din is that you don't have to pay, you don't have to do anything. Mahatayde, but the Rabbanan, we want you a Shavuos Heses. And Nachum says we want you to swear. So she owes the Shavuah. Now this is a very interesting story. She's chayv a Shavuah in Beidina the Rava in Rava's Bezdin Omra Le Basav Chizda. Interesting. The Gemara doesn't want to say that's Rava's wife. So the daughter of Rav Chisda said to Rava, which happens to be Rava's wife, Yodana, but I know this woman. The Chashuda Shua, you can't trust her. You can't trust her. No witnesses, nothing. His wife told him in the kitchen. We used to tell over all the stories. I know this woman. Of Rava l'shvua ashekinek, the Rava trusted his wife, and he said to her, you know, you can't swear. I will make the other person, the Tavea, swear, like, you know, Rav Abba says. If you can't swear, the Tavea swears. Okay, that's over story. Zimin Hav, a while later, Yosri Kamera Papa of Adab Masna. A while later, Rava was sitting in front of, and his Tamidim were there, a Papa of Adab Masna. Aisa Hushtar Gabei, Vishtar, a certain star was brought before Rava to be paid up. Amalei, the Papa said, I know this guy. I know the whole story here. Yadana Bei Dishtar Priyu. I know that this star was paid up already. Don't ignore the star. Yeah, this is what he told Rava. Amalei, he said to him, Iku Inish Acharin Lebahadid Mara, Papa, you're a single aide. I have a star here that says that it has to be paid. Do you have anybody else that can vouch? And so you make it two aidim? I'm going to learn now. I'm going to leave. So, I forgot the Ikama, attacking a papa, your guy, Choshvi guy. Hey, Dechlakum, what do you want me to do? There's a start here. I'm going to let a papa, Rabad Masad, I don't know what's going on here. When your wife came in with no Adim and made a step by Maisa that you can't trust this woman, you believe her straight away. And a papa, your favorite Talmud, says something, you don't trust him. You want another aid? I'm going to let a papa, Veloy, you hate a papa, Kibas of Chizda. Is he any worse than the daughter of Chizda? So, look what Rav answered. It's a pretty amazing Gemara for all these feminists. You can show them the Gemara. Bas Rav Chisda, when it comes to daughter Rav Chisda, happy to be my wife. Kim lebegava, I take a trust her judgment. And therefore, if she tells me that's no good, I trust her, and that's it. I'm not even going to listen to her shvur. Ma lekim lebegava, you when it comes to money, I don't know. Especially we had on top of the page of that story where a pup, you know, jumped in and stole the ship. So, I don't know. Rashi. The wife of Rava, if you don't trust you, then the Tavea takes it. Another time, you trust her. I know she doesn't lie. You, I don't know. Pretty tough. Okay. Papa now didn't get upset, no umbrage. He said, now that you told us this rule, that Kim Libigave, that is such an Indian called a Rav, a Dayan can say, I have a gut feeling. A Dayan doesn't have Adis or anything else, but he says, I feel that you're a liar, or I feel so and so and so. Milsihi, gut feelings do count. Kigoin Amamori, Kaba Amamori, Bri, like my son, Abamori, the Kim Libigave, I trust my son implicitly. Koran Ashtar Apumi, if he comes in and tells me that a star is no good, I would rip it up. Because I do trust my son. Yeah. Freddie Gmoda Karana Sakadat, you rip her up with no aid or anything else. The fact of the matter is, he's only one, no matter how much you trust him, there's only one aid. In the case of Rava, his wife, the shua still happened, but instead of she swearing, the Tavea swore. Hey, you're ripping up a star because your son said. But there's two aidim signs in the star. How can Ela Marana Star Apume? I would not let the star go ahead based on what my son said. And I won't rip it up. I can't, but I won't go ahead unless these guys can bring other rayas, Rashi. Can one person be believed just to cancel star? I wouldn't rip it up. The story of Rav is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and the idea of a gut feeling. There was a woman. The chayvish who bedin, chayvish who bedin. Rabbi Barbaya, Rabbi Barbaya is bezin. She was chayvish who. Amalahu baldim. So the claimant, the plaintiff, says, you know what? I don't trust this woman. Teisei, let's bring her. V'tishdaba, I want her to swear. B'masa in the city where I live, over there, she'll be embarrassed. Here, she don't. In your bezin, she's not embarrassed to swear false. But in our hometown, everyone knows the truth. So she won't swear false. I want to come to my town and swear. Efshe de michsevim, I should be embarrassed, the mayor should be admitted. Amr luhu, she said, I have no problem. But I want you, kosvili zechafse, I want you then to write now that I went to a din teira and you trusted my shvur, and as a result of that, I was exonerated. I want to reestablish my reputation. The michshabana, I want you to write it already now, because you're in Bez now, write that I ashtar zechus. And that when I'll swear, Yavli, write it now, but don't give it to me till I swear. But I want, here's the bezin. You'll take me to that town in the middle of the street and I'll swear. I want you to write a shtar now on the bezin of shtar chus, and don't give it to me until I swear. I want my reputation. This guy is destroying my reputation. I want it to be rebuilt. Omer Rabbi Abaye, kusher. Rabbi Abaye said, fine, no problem, I will write it. Omer a puppy said, you can't. But again, he's sharp. He said, Mishum da asisa, because you come, memulai, because you come from a handicapped place. But, you know, you came from base Eli, who all died young and everything else. Amritu mili mulisa. He said, handicapped things for us. Ha'amar Rava, didn't Rava say that hi asharta de dina? That this gestamp from Bezna gives a stamp to start. The michtav mekami de nechve sada chsimis yadayev. We wrote it. We already gave the stamp. We just didn't give it to them. We already gave the stamp. Wait, and before the Edom came to ascertain and to certify the start, psul is possible because it looks like a full start. Alma merzik eshikar a start that was signed before actually you saw the event or Bezna's sealed. It looks like a full start. Hachram merzik eshikar. How can you write a star's chus now based on something you shall do tomorrow? And Hadi Takano shall swear tomorrow. Maybe Takano will get cold feet and she won't swear. But you wrote as if it already happened. So it, and the date, everyone can see the date is precedes what had happened. So it looks like a shtar shikra. You can't write a shtar shikra. Rashi mimuloi is a miloi base Eli. You come from the house of Eli Shehen Krusi Yami, and they were cut down in their days. They lived short lives. Will you need a mimuloi gavnunim balimumim? People who are physically handicapped, they don't live like other people do. You pull out the kishkas and you throw out them with the feathers. So we see that what? How can you write your shtas chus? Says the Gemara, he's wrong. A puppy's wrong. The lesser. Midr Ab Nachman. He's wrong based on what Ab Nachman said. Ab Nachman said, I feel about Tzubashba, even you found a get. Somewhere in a pile of mist, in a tip, with the right names, the names of the husband, the wife, the same names, the chasmu, then you go ahead and you sign it, v'nosnla, you gave it, kosher is kosher. And it's kosher. So what does it even mean? Even though the shtar was written, and it was looks like a full shtar, because it was written for somebody else, and everything else, doesn't matter. When do the rabbonai say, cannot use the shtar, elabegita noshim, because by a get, the bina ksiva, the shmar, that has to be written also correctly. Because it said the Kosav law say for Christus. Avo the Shah started, but when it comes to any other star, they are Maida. Rashi. Three people have been who were sitting, plenty of Azir, they came along and they testified. We stamped it. Before they saw it, Mexica Shikra, Licht of Nijba, plenty of Dain, didn't swear. Okay, back to you more. How do I know that you could use a star that looks false? Star shall love a boy. Let's say you had a shtar that Reuven owed Shimon $100, upari, and then Shimon paid $100. Einu chayzev aleiba. Then Shimon on that very same day says, I want to buy another $100 from you. You cannot reactivate the same shtar. Why? Shekvar nimchol shibud, because the shibud on the date of the shtar already was nimchol, so how can you now start again? It looks like it's... Exactly. Taima, the only reason is nimchol shibud, that you mechol shibud. We're not worried about the fact that it looks false because there was already an old shtar. So therefore, nothing wrong with writing our shtar chos. Rashi, in fact, he's saying it's the same day. Not because it was different. Even the same day, in the morning you borrow, I borrow the money. In the afternoon, early afternoon I paid it. In the late afternoon, I want to borrow it again. Oh, because the fact is these properties were indebted to the morning loan. The morning loan was paid back, ended the shtar. So now you're making a new loan. It's really milva peh. They know gave him another kuchus. Kishayikra shalay nichtav al mivne mivne doesn't bother us. Kishikra like a lie. Think about it. Who gave the person the afkid shev maginisa? There's a person that was stored 7 diamonds. The tzayid besadina that was wrapped up in a handkerchief by Rebbe Miyasha, by Rebbe Shimon Levi, in the handkerchief in the house of Rebbe Miyasha, the grandson of Rebbe Shua ben Levi. Shachiv Rebbe Miyasha. Rebbe Miyasha passed away, but he didn't give any instructions regarding this particular pikkudim. Also, the Kavod Rabbi, he came for Rabbi Ami, the person who owned the 7 diamond precious stone wanted it back. The family said, no, maybe our father bought it, we don't know. Amalei, he said to him, give it back. A couple of reasons. First of all, I know your grandfather, that your father, he wasn't rich. How in the world is he going to afford 7 precious stones? So obviously, it's not his. These people are giving a simon. Now, when does it help that they're giving a simon? V'loy Amran, when is help? Ela d'loy rogil the ayil v'nafil hasam. They don't normally frequent the house to visit a meyasha. Avol rogil, if it's common for them, the ayil v'nafil hasam, they do go visit a meyasha. Eima inish acharina afki. Then it's not ayil. Maybe somebody else gave the pekadon. The iu mechzeh chazer. They happen to notice it, and so they're giving samanim. Then samanim alone wouldn't be good enough. It's only if they really frequent the house of meyasha, they give samanim. And I know that meyasha wasn't rich. Combine all of these factors, then we'll say that probably belongs to them. Give it back to them. Rashi. Shev maganisa, shev magolias, tsuroida besad nechad, with seven precious stones in one handkerchief, he could abash, and had a rash of like pocket, let's see what I'm doing. Command, instruct him, shechad for some misa, he died suddenly. Also, the governor of Ami, litvoyas, a yoshin to the man from the yoshin, by yoshin, my name is Shemesh Lavino, how do you know it wasn't our fathers? Yeah. Tase already asked, if Measha would have been alive and he said it would have been my diamonds, we would believe him, unless these guys can prove it. So what's a chilek of children to them? Don't we have a cloud? Taninili asked me, we tied it to them, what the father could have tied it. So the answer is, the father could have argued, I found it. How do I know he didn't find it? I found it. Whatever. But since it's a milsa l'shkicha, even though we tied it for Yisaimim, we don't tied it for Yisaimim, a milsa l'shkicha. No simon. Only there's a simon.
They're wrapped up in a certain.
Or maybe it was machir somewhere. Or maybe he found it in a I guess the mokum hefker we had for simon osul ledoris, whatever it is.
Found it in the ashbury.
Maybe the handkerchief was simon. How could the diamond itself be a simon? It'd be very hard. It must be the handkerchief that they wrapped it in.
No, diamond you can identify the way that it's cut.
That it's your diamond, nobody else's, and nobody else cuts the same way. But that it's yours, you have 10 diamonds. Look at the Schleifer. Every diamond he cuts the same way.
No, but a jeweler can tell the difference from one diamond to the next. Not two diamonds are identical.
I don't know. Yeah.
Ask a jeweler or a schleifer, they tell everyone is a little bit different.
Okay.
I remember Daf Kenan.
Okay, right. Taste is understood from Rashi that let's know Rashi was talking before we didn't finish it. What exactly is simon? Okay, rich. Simon the Omar. Look at the simon. Besad in Haim. There was no simon in the diamonds themselves. Simon number one is that it was inside a cloth, and number two is the Haim Sheva, there was seven, the number. That was a simon. So maybe you found a place that there's nothing. Baiti Gemara. A similar story. A guy was a person after Kosa the Kaspa Bechosa, a person who stored a silver kois in the house of the Chosa Shochi Chosa. So he died. But he didn't give any instructions to his family. Also, like I'm Nachman, I'm a Luya dying. The baby Chosa first of all, he wasn't rich. But Oyd Hokayoy, someone that gave a simon lam and the Rogel died and off his Chosa didn't normally go in there. But Rogel died, Chosa Chosa, ain't been Israel in Afki. Another person. We immediately saw. We imagine Chosa saw. Second story, exactly like the first. Same thing happened. Third story, same thing. Ahu, there was a person, the Afkin Metachse, there was Mafkin, some kind of a cloth. Beit Avdimi, Achvad Absafra, Avdimi, house of the brother of Safra, Shochir Avdimi Lepoki, he didn't give instructions. Also, Gamed Ababa Maluchad, the first of all, you died, but Amid, he wasn't rich. The Avdimi was not rich. But Oid, okay, you have a similar Amid, Le Rogel Diamond, who has gone normally frequently. Aval Rogel Diamond, who has some Amy Jachin Avki, the Amazon Chodiso. Ahu Damalu, Nichse Letuvia, a person died, and he said, my Nechasim should go to a guy called Tuvia. But he didn't say which Tuvia. Shachiv then suddenly died. Also Tuvia came along, a guy by the name of Tuvia, and he claimed it. Omer Abyechen, Haribo Tuvia. Tuvia came. Yeah. And we don't have anybody else, and he came along, so why shouldn't we give it to him? Omer Tuvia. What about if he said before he died, give it to Tuvia? But also, who came forward? Rav Tuvia. There's a rabbi called Tuvia. Would he have called a rabbi Tuvia Tuvia? Or would he have called him Rabbi Tuvia? And sorry?
No, that was the name.
So you say, I guess. Omar, Tuvia Omar, Rav Tuvia Loy Omar. He clearly said Tuvia. He didn't say Rav Tuvia. However, the Inir de Gizbe, if he's very friendly with him, he feels very close to him, and Hagizbe, then he would call him by his first name, even though he's a rabbi. What about also Shnei Tuvia? What about two Tuvias came along? Who gets priesthood? Who do you give it to? Interesting Gemara here. Shachin, you have a neighbor by the name of Tuvia? And there's a Talmud Chacham, a city by the name of Tuvia. Which one do you think the guy left to? The guy is on the deathbed. Which one do you think he left it to? For the Talmud Chacham or for his neighbor? Talmud Chacham Kaidim. No question that he would give a Talmud Chacham. He wants to go to Gan Eden. He needs a few, good merit points. So he does that. Oh, what about Kod of a Talmud Chacham, a blood relative of a Talmud Chacham? Who do you think he gave it to first? Talmud Chacham Kaidim. Definitely Talmud Chacham. Iboil, what about Shach and the Karev? You have a neighbor, but you have a cousin in a different country. Who are you closer to, your neighbor or to your cousin? Toshma. Interesting. Toiv Shachin Karev Ma'ach Rachik. A neighbor that's next door is closer to you than a faraway cousin. What about Shneim Karevim? You have two Tuvias, both are first cousins. Or Shneim Shchein, both neighbors. Shneim Chacham, the both of them Chacham. What do you do now? Now you're stuck. So what you do is shud the Dainer, the Dayanim throw it. What does that mean, Rashi? Tam Chacham Kaidim, Stam Odom Mastik, Maisel is Chuz B'Shas Mishim. A person is dying, he probably wants to do the right thing. The Amamar. That all the Nevi'im, all the wonderful promises that Nevi'im say is to may out to those people who give of their estate to Tamin Acham so they can sit in Chayil and learn of it, Abonim and learn. Shudah the Dinah, says a big machlek, Rashi takes the Chayil and Shudah Dinah and Shas. Rashi learns, Hatolas had Dayanim, the Dayanim have to assess Lefi Mashi Yiru Dayanim Shaydaka Shemes. They have to monitor, they have to assess the behavior of this person who's dying. What do you think he did? Was he closer to this guy? Was he closer to that guy? Or between these two guys, who's the better guy? Then we'll assume that probably he gave it to that guy. Because that's the guy he wanted. So Rashi learns shudim means you have to assess. Not stam level, you throw it and see whoever catches it. You have to assess. Kamayshadi biyam, throw it in the ocean. So the word shud itself doesn't mean that. But actually, on what basis? You have to assess. Tesis argues here, and mainly Barbasa, shud dayanim means nothing to do with assessing. The dayanim can do whatever they want at a whim. There's absolutely no basis. It's not the halacha. No, we're not passing. According to Rashi, shud dayanim is a psak din. We are determining what the guy wanted. He says, we can't pass it. So we're not passing, we're walking away. So what do? You throw it up in the air, whoever catches it, catches it. Along those lines. In other words, it's not a psak.
Who do you
know, Tuvia? In those days, is there one Amoida by the name of Tuvia? Todus is Harayfe. Tuvia Todus. Okay.
You said one of Moshe Rabbeinu's names was played there.
Well, you mean it? Kasiya or maybe also, yeah. Baiti Gemara. Rava said to the son of Rav Chiya bar Ravin, let me tell you something wonderful that your father once said. This kid doesn't even have a name. Your father once said a wonderful thing. This that Shmuel said, Reuven owes Shimon $100. And Shimon turned around and sold the shtar to Levi for $50. Shimon needs the money desperately. Reuven doesn't owe, the due date is not for another 6 months. He needs money desperately. He turns around to Levi and says, Levi, in 6 months you can collect $100. How much is it worth to you today? $70? Give me $70, you have a shtar. The chazar umachloi machl, so Shmuel made an unbelievable chiddush. If then Shimon turns around to him and says, Reuven, you owe me $100. Before the 6 months expire, I'm meichel you the shibud. Levi comes along the end of the 6 months to collect from Reuven. Levi has nothing to collect because Shimon was meichel. The Shmuel holds that meichel shachar bechazar machle machel. Afilu yedish machel comes along your father and says, "What? That not only the original Shimon can be meichel, even Shimon's son can be meichel." Now, what's the svar here? Sorry. So, what's the svar here? Big machleik is a shayim. But one svar is as follows. One svar is Rabbein Tam learned that the whole inyan of mechira shtar is the rabbanon. You can only sell things that are tangible. What am I selling you? What am I selling you? A commitment. So that's nothing. It's not tangible. And because that's tangible, it's not a mechira mahatayda. It's only mechira midrabbanon. Therefore, mahatayda, who does Reuven owe the money still to? The original guy, Shimon. So Shimon gave him Michael. And once Shimon is Michael mahatayda, what did Rabbanon have left? They have nothing. That's one we're looking at. Obviously, Shimon has to pay Reuven back the damages he caused him a loss. So he has to give him back the $70 to Levi. But he only has to give him back the $70, not the $100 that he could have gotten. He's giving him the real loss. However, the other Rishonim learned just differently. They learn Mechira Shtar is that Isa. So what's Pshat? So that he learns an amazing thing which Tzos uses every, all the Chareim use. He says every time you make a loan, there's two Shibudim that take place. Shibud Aguf or Shibud Nechasim. You personally owe me now. You have to make an effort to pay me back the money. And also on your estate, there's a lien. What can I sell? Only what's tangible. What's tangible? The lien on the estate. The right to collect from your estate. So that I sold. But I cannot sell or transfer that shibud from you personally to me personally. Now, why, Taka, does your estate have a lien? Because since you personally owe me money, your estate is an Arab, is a guarantor for you. Kol nechos narevin are your guarantor, so therefore the estate owes thee the money. But if I'm turn around, so I can only sell the shibud nechosim, not the shibud haguf. But if I turn around, I'm meichel the shibud haguf. If the cause is gone, what's the estate an Arab to what? And therefore, there's no, I can be meichel. Okay, interesting halacha. Rashi fil yedish shel malva meichel be meichel. A woman someone owes a woman money and she gets married, she brings that shtar to her husband. The chazur machlas, but if she turns around and is meichel that lender, that borrower, she ain't a machlas, she can't be meichel. Why not? We had a machlekes before if yodoy is better than yodoy or equal, but at least it's equal. How could she be meichel? He has a right in that money as much as she does. She both have to sign. Rashi, no Rashi. We had a similar story before with Rabbi Yechon's relatives, how he gave him advice and then he had charata. Similar story with Rabbi Nachman. The relatives of Nachman, Zevintel, Ksuvasa, Betoivas, Hanor, they sold the Ksuva. She needed money straight away, so she sold the Ksuva. Remember, it's a risk. A person's buying it may never collect from the Ksuva. If she dies prematurely, you never collect. If the husband dies or the husband divorces, they'll collect. So the Ksuva is $200, they might only pay $75, because who knows when we'll collect, if we'll collect. So they sold the ksuba. Then what happened was igarsha. She was divorced. So lechayde, she's going to collect now the $200, but she's not going to get it. She's going to give it to them. But then suddenly b'shchiva, she died. So now the father paid the yoshim the $200. Comes along those buyers. Said to the yoshim, hey, the $200 is ours. We paid $70 for it. It's our money. Also, katov lelebarta. So they went ahead and they collected. She had a daughter. They went to collect from the daughter, and Abdur's daughter, the cousin of Nachman. Nachman says, what should I do? Leka de Lizbulates, there's nobody there to advise her. I'll tell you what. He turns to the girl and says, Tezel v'tichla l'ksuvasa. The ima l'gabe avua. I want you to go ahead, be meichel, because a yodish can be meichel, be meichel the ksuva to your father. Tell your father that he doesn't owe any money to your mother, be meichel him.
But didn't the father die already?
No, the mother died. The mother died. She collects the ksuva, but she died right before she collected. So we tell the daughter. He did have to pay the ksuva. No. He did have to pay the ksuva, but before she collected.
Yeah. The yoshim is because the father now died afterwards.
No. The yoshim of the mother, which is the girl, went to. There's only one daughter in the whole thing over here. The daughter of the girl. So they went to the daughter and said, "Your mother sold us a $200 ksuva. Give us a $200. Give us a $200." And the same, you know, they need money. So they went to Nach. What should we do? Nach said, I'll give you an advice. Turn to your father and say, Father, you know what? Don't pay the $200. We'll make you. We'll make you the chayv. It's a chayv, right? And the chayv, my mother sold on the chayv. My mother sold. My father owes my mother $200. My mother turned around and sold that chayv for $200 to somebody else. Rabchi Baravin said that even the Yoshim have a right to turn around to the original borrower and say you're meichel. So Rav Nachman said to the girl, tell your father, the original borrower, don't pay me the $200. So then the buyer has nothing to collect. That was advice he gave.
But when does he have to pay her the $200?
Straight away, but he didn't.
He has to pay her only if he divorces her.
That's right, but she was divorced already. He divorced her. But she died that morning, the next day.
Before he paid,
that's what happened.
So
now,
in other words, they've only got to pay him out to the mother to give him the $75.
$200.
But they
paid $75 for it. All right, so then, yeah, I was mazik, but no $200. And what's the girl going to get out of that? When the father dies, she will yashin everything from her father, because she's the sole heir in this case here. So wait till your father dies, okay, wait a few years, and you go anyway. And you will yashin. Shama, she heard. Ozla, she went. Achilta, she was meichel. And she saved herself. Amr Rab Nachman. Then Rab Nachman turned around and said, you know, I think I did the wrong thing. Giving this kind of advice to behave like a lawyer is not the Yiddish way. Me kara my sava, say my sava. So what was he thinking in the beginning? What was he thinking then? Why he helped her? Then he had charata. Me kara sava. We had last time in Pesach late to Salem. He said, "Oh, I got to help my relatives." Well, the besayf sabar adam chasha shiny. People will learn from me, and they'll start doing other things, giving advice not just to relatives. Tamazay, I shouldn't have done it. Rashi, top of the page. Sorry, the bottom of the page. Also, tov lebar to also lekuches veketov lebar came to the daughter. Habol ligboy suvas ima to collect the ksuvah mameviyah. The latest ksuvah mekayichima. They wanted them to yash the ksuvah. They lebay nitol loisay men or loyma im chamachalanu. She told us, give us the money. Tazel v'tichlet. I mean, I feel the yedish moich. Even the yedish v'ima shazu machr lehen shtachay. The mother sold it. Shahayula abayla and her husband. Asinu atzmenu kikarav shabaldin. We measure like a relative. I have a friend. Habayta the yonin. But orchay barayis. I set up. Oyle chadim is setting up all the rayis. Achas chus oyvay to help out your friend. The kikarav your relative. Kachla madati etzazu lahavse shikenegdo. I advise her how to make her loss, and I behave like a lawyer. So mikarav kishar became. What do you think? Lebesayv kishes chadet. Why he thought he a cousin you have to help. But then Adam Khasha Shiny Lefishal made him hey menu, people will learn the Yesha Asaf Shalala Kravim. In other words, to relatives he says, I did nothing wrong. Yitaka should help relatives out. Mipsorcha al tisalam. But then other people see how I behave, they'll do it even to people who are not relatives, and that you shouldn't be Oichid Dayanim. So you're allowed to be Oich dying for a relative. Wait, Ashi learns.
The problem is if you're a dying, you're a and then everybody looks and says, oh, you see, you did that, I can also.
That's true. Or do it very privately, and nobody should see.
I have to give that a try. That's a good suggestion.
What's that?
You could have said that it could be interesting to go back to sleep also.
Careful, I'm
going
to go to the city. There's no
glitzy
anymore.
You have to take a packed lunch and have a picnic in Federation Square.
So, have a good day.
We're going to see the more later, actually, how much you have to